Can I just ask you, what we're making lemon cheese here?
Keep stir, yeah.
And we're stirring the milk.
Keep stirring.
Really slowly. It's been warm to 38 degrees, and then we're adding lemon juice. Why do you only add a tiny bit of lemon juice in at a time, Chris?
Okay, stop stirring. Because we only want to put in enough to do the job, and we don't want to put in an excess.
What's just happened there is while we're stirring, it's literally in split seconds gone from milk to curds and whey.
Exactly. And if we'd put in too much lemon juice, then the thing would have too much of a lemon flavour. We just want enough lemon juice to do it. That's done it.
So we've got about 2 litres of milk there, roughly.
Buffalo milk,
this is.
Yeah.
And then we've added, well, it would have been about 6 teaspoons, tablespoons of lemon juice, but because buffalo milk has got
more protein, we needed more lemon juice. Yeah. Unless, of course, your lemons are very weak.
That's a possibility.
Yeah. Because we don't really know the acidity of lemon juice. You know, we can do it with an acid where we know more the amount of acidity, so we can be more precise about it. But in a kitchen, you wouldn't.
This is instant cheese, isn't it?
Absolutely. We can eat this within about half an hour.
And we're going to use a tea towel, an old tea towel to drain it with, in an old colander.
Indeed.
Right.
And then we need a piece of string and somewhere to hang it from.
I think we can add some chervil. I think we can add some chervil.
You can
to
add
this.
Whatever you like.
Now, this whey that's left over, is there anything we can do with that because it's got the lemon juice in?
You can still use it for baking.
Yes, it makes really good scones, wouldn't it?
Should do.
And I can freeze it?
Try it. It's buffalo milk. It's actually new to me, so I'm learning too.
Fantastic. Right. I really can. We'll have this for lunch then.
Threats.